श्री परमात्मने नमः। I read the question. Yesterday, one of the speakers at Dr. Gupta's celebration was describing the importance of yamas and niyamas. Yamas and niyamas, they are the parts of the eightfold system of Patanjali Yoga. There are eight parts of Patanjali Yoga, many of you know. Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyaha, dharana, dhyan, samadhi, like that. So, a person was describing that, describing the importance of yamas and niyamas. Although he described all of them, he just briefly mentioned brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is celibacy, self-control in the relationship between male and female, brahmacharya, celibacy. In the modern books on yoga, the subject of brahmacharya is also often avoided. Very nice question it is. Could you please explain this particular yama more? It is in the yamas, brahmacharya. Ahimsa, non-violence, truth, like that, not grabbing things, and one of them is celibacy also. Could you please explain this particular yama more? Why is it important for the seekers to be celibate, to abstain from sexual activity? Very good question, direct question. Such question should be asked, and important for all. And some very right things have been written. For example, this is true. In many of the books, they just finish this subject in just two or three lines or five lines or half a paragraph, finish like that. In the ancient literature, so much is written about it. And people don't actually try to speak also on this subject very much. This is such a subject and it is very important. Well, let me tell you something about this important topic of brahmacharya. Firstly, you should try to understand the literal meaning of the Sanskrit word brahmacharya. Celibacy is translated as the word in English for brahmacharya, but firstly I tell you what is the literal meaning. There are two words in this one word, brahmacharya. It is a combination of two words, brahmacharya, charya. Brahma means God or divine, charya means conduct. Conduct like God. Behavior like God. Brahmacharya means behaving as is the behavior of the divine. Charya. As is the conduct of God, as is the existence of God, so like that to exist. As God exists, so that in that way one should exist like that. Doing as God does, this is the meaning. Charya means doing, following, having the conduct of. Doing activity as God has the activity, as if like that, brahmacharya. Or the life like God, like a divine life. Somewhat like this is the translation of the word brahmacharya. Now somebody may ask, how does God behave? How does God do things? What is the conduct? Well, God is God and God behaves like God. God includes everything, God is everywhere. But anyway, for our understanding, God is perfect. God has no desires. God is full of love, without lust. Certain things I am saying. God is full of compassion. God is ready to serve everybody, gives everybody whatever is needed without demanding for himself anything. The universal infinite energy, God, has these traits, these characteristics. And the more we are in harmony with these characteristics, or the more we have such qualities, compassion, love, not demanding from others but ready to give to others, peaceful, the more we are like God. This is the broader meaning, the literal meaning of the word Brahmacharya. But with this word, Brahmacharya in Sanskrit, goes mostly the meaning of celibacy. That is, remaining away from the relationship which there is between the male and the female. That is, abstaining from sexual activity. That is considered, and that's important thing. And now the question also has this, why it is necessary for seekers to abstain from sexual activity? You have so far understood, as the saints say, that in the world there may be many differences of opinion about many things, even about existence of God. Some people may believe in the existence of God, some people may not believe. But there is no difference of opinion about one thing, that everybody wants to be permanently happy and peaceful. There is no difference. The only question remains how to search permanent happiness. The greatest saints have said, nobody can be permanently happy by only enjoying the pleasures of the world through senses. In brief, they say that real happiness exists inside, not outside. Real happiness does not come from objects, things, relations. No, real happiness is inside of every one of us. This is the gist of the teachings of all great saints. Now, when this search is started to find permanent happiness inside, one has to change the way of life. What is the ordinary way of life? The ordinary way of life of human beings is that the energy from their body and mind is flowing from within to outside. In the activity of the world, the energy is going toward outside, in the external world. We are meeting friends, we are meeting relatives, we are enjoying things, then our energy is connected with objects outside. This is the way of enjoying the world, the pleasures of the world. The senses come in contact with the objects of the world, and with the sensation created by the connection between senses and the objects, the feeling of pleasure is created in the mind. And among all these pleasures of the senses, of the five senses, this pleasure of sexual relationship between male and female is the strongest. And we all have the experience that it is the great force, the attraction is so strong between male and female. And it is also the experience of people that when they cannot resist themselves, when that instinct of having relations with the opposite sex arises strongly and one is unable to resist, one has the relation, one feels pleasure at that time, a sort of relief. But after that, again, oh my God, it's useless. Regret comes later on. One has not the permanent happiness. And we are seeking permanent happiness. Temporary happiness, or it is not happiness, the word happiness should not be used. It is pleasure. There is a difference between pleasure and happiness. So, temporary pleasure never satisfies. And it decreases our energy also. There is no permanent peace and happiness. This is the experience of all people. So for the experience of the permanent peace and happiness, now this trend of life of seeking pleasure out of ourselves by having the contact of the senses through the object, it is to be turned about. It is to be totally different, opposite to it. Now the energy is not sent outside of us. We start conserving the energy in us. And it is only when you withdraw yourself from the outside that the meditation starts. The meditation starts when you have cut off yourself from the surroundings as much as you can. You can't meditate when you are listening pop music also and music, how it will be possible? You are sitting with your friend, girlfriend or boyfriend and caressing and meditating, what is the meditation then? You have to cut off because the trend is just opposed to that which is there when you enjoy the pleasures. So we cut off, and then when we withdraw to ourselves and the flow of the energy, instead of going out, it starts going inside of us, then certain changes start happening in the body, in the mind, both. All those changes are described in the yogic books, particularly in the Kundalini Yoga, how those chakras are there. And the first chakra is the sex one. Muladhara is the name. And what is happening in that chakra? Why the pleasure is there? The flow of the energy is through that chakra. One feels the temporary relief. One cannot conserve the energy in the body. The flow is there. One feels a sort of sensation. And that gives a temporary sort of relief and pleasure. So now the trend becomes reverse. The energy starts flowing. Instead of flowing outward, the energy starts going from down to upwards. And there are those six or seven chakras. Muladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipur, Anahat, Vishuddha, Agya, and the final here, Brahmarandra. So, the more the energy starts flowing from down to upwards, the greater the happiness starts being experienced, greater the peace, lesser the problems of the world.